السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over receivers, it is common knowledge, everyone knows fully well who is a Muslim wherever he may be around the globe. If he has got some attachment to deen, to sharia, to Quran, to sunnah, to Islam, then he knows that it is the day of Arafah for those who have gone on pilgrimage. The Hujjaj have gathered on the plains of Arafat. Our Arafah will be tomorrow. The 9th of Zilhijjah is Arafah. We have to remember that the Arafah for the Hujjaj is today. But for people in different countries of the world, whenever it is the 9th of Zilhijjah, then that will be their day of Arafah. But for those who have gathered on the plains of Arafat today, it is a very, very Mubarak gathering, and therefore we cannot take our minds off it, because it brings to us the reminder of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last and final pilgrimage, the Hajjatul Wida. That was the occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam addressed that congregation of his and inform them about the rites of Hajj. Many other questions were asked. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam answered those questions. And the most important thing is that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam on that occasion said that probably we will not meet here again. In other words, this could be the last time that they meet on the plains of Arafat, indicating that it is going to be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's visal from this world, his passing away. It has been reported that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the surah that was revealed to him prior to the last ayat in which some kind of hukam was given was Surah An-Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. That surah was the one which was revealed in its complete form, according to most Mufassirin. And when that surah was revealed, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, although already understood, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, when the help of Allah ta'ala comes, and you see the people entering into the fold of Islam in large numbers, large groups, tribes, clans, parties, all coming into the fold of Islam, then at that time you must sing the praises of your Rabb, glorify your Rabb, فَسَبِّهْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for your sins. Allah ta'ala is oft returning, He is most forgiving. Allah ta'ala dearly loves forgiveness of sins. But there is no intention to go into tafsir of that surah, but it just came to mind that that was the complete surah that was revealed. And after that came these verses of the Quran Sharif which were revealed when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mounted on his camel, the Quswa, as you have heard many times. It was after Asr. It was a day of Jumu'ah. It was a Friday. In front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a congregation that we will consider to be the best of all congregations. A person can be an imam in any masjid of the world. He can be an imam of the Haram Sharif. He can be an imam of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he cannot give any kind of guarantee with regards to the congregation that what is their level of piety, what is their level of taqwa, what is their level of resistance from sins, and what is their level of commitment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's orders, His commands, His instructions, His directions. No imam can give that guarantee with regards to anyone. He can speculate. He can look at the outward condition of the person and say, well, this person in my sight is a pious person. But it is not necessary that that person is pious, although in his sight he may be very pious. Because all he is going to do is look at the outward of the person, that the person is regular in his salat, the person is reading tasbih, is making zikrullah, is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. So he appears to be pious. But nobody can give guarantee. And even if he gives some kind of guarantee with regards to some person or the other whom he knows well, but with regards to the entire congregation, which imam can give guarantee? It is only that congregation which was in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the plains of Arafat on that day, the 9th of Zilhijjah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave guarantee, ashabika an-nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahabas are like the guiding stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will get guidance. That means each and every one was full of piety, full of taqwa. Each and every one of them was a shining star, a guiding light. And then to top it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself declared in the Quran Sharif, radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an. Allah ta'ala pleased with them, they pleased with Allah ta'ala, what more do you want after that? So that was the kind of congregation when this verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed. And they say after that verse, there was no verse that was revealed of any kind of hukam, farz, wajib, haram, halal. That was the last. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. This day I have perfected for you, for your religion. I have perfected for you your religion. And I have completed upon you my favors. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving the information, the glad tiding that deen has reached a stage of perfection. There's nothing more that can be added to deen anymore. A person cannot say that there is some deficiency still in deen and therefore it needs a little bit of addition. The azan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will remain that azan till the day of Qiyamah. And if anybody makes additions to that azan, then we will say that he is showing that there is deficiency in that azan which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give, and throughout Islamic history that was given. And yet you will hear in the azan, Aliyun, Waliyullah, Aliyun, Wasiyullah, all kinds of things in the azan. So we will say that this deen has reached completion. Now in the light of the Quran and Sunnah, there can be many things which will be declared permissible, etc. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this verse was revealed when he was mounted on his camel. They said the weight of that wahi was so much that the camel buckled under it, under the weight of that wahi which was coming upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of just this verse, it was so heavy and weighty that the camel sat down. Now imagine what weight was coming on the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when these verses of the Quran Sharif were being revealed to him. That Quran Sharif which we keep on the shelves, and sometimes we take it out in the month of Ramadan. Otherwise, even in the month of Ramadan, many people just read the translation of the Quran Sharif. They have made no effort throughout the year to even read the Quran Sharif in the language that it was revealed. So what kind of disrespect that is to the Quran Sharif. Look at the weight that came upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that He is pleased with Islam as our way of life. No other way of life is acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala anymore except Islam. And anyone who brings any other kind of culture, any other kind of way of life, other than that which is in the Quran and the Sunnah, then فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ It is not going to be accepted from him. So when this verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala started crying. There Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala started crying when they asked him that, why are you crying? Whereas in this Quran Sharif verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving glad tidings that when you will see the help of Allah ta'ala, you see people entering the fold of Islam in large numbers. Now all these things are great news, it is glad tidings. He says, yes, but you haven't understood that which I have understood. And that is that it is also indicating that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is soon going to leave us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he started crying, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O Umar, why are you crying? In other words, this ayat is saying, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, I have perfected for you your deen. Your religion is perfected now. And I have completed upon you my favors. So if a person is getting completion of favors, then must he cry. So he said, O Umar, why are you crying? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala responded and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anything reaches perfection stage, it has reached a stage of perfection, it has reached the ceiling as we say, then it indicates that there is no other scope for progress after that. It has reached a stage where it is perfect now. So anything that reaches the stage of perfection, then after that a person expects some kind of decline to come slowly but surely. A person is putting up a building, it reaches the stage of perfection, perfect building. There's no cracks, there's no weakness in the foundation. The building is also upright and everything according to design and plan. Everything according to the architect's specification and engineer's specification. Now it has reached a stage of perfection. So the people will then move into that building. But then will that building remain the same after that? It will stay there all the time. After some time you will find that there will be weakness. With the rain and with the storm and with the hail and with the wind and with the floods and with everything else affecting it, there will be some kind of decline. So he says, this is what I see after this ayat, that the Muslim Ummah, slowly now there is going to be a decline. There was clear indication that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was soon going to leave. So it was only 50 days prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's visal, prior to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passing away, that the verse of the Quran Sharif was revealed. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرُشِ الْعَظِيمِ Now we can't even go into the detailed explanation, even the translation and some meaning. Nevertheless, that was 50 days before that. Then one more ayat was revealed after that. So 81 days after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in the plains of Arafat, 81 days after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. On the plains of Arafat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered that famous khutbah which we term as the Charter of Human Rights. If we have to discuss that, we require a whole year. Look at what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in there. That farewell khutbah which every person has got copy in his home. Read it, understand it. I'm not going in a discussion of all that at present. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addresses the congregation. So many different questions Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam answers. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was once asked by a Jewish person, he says that I know an ayat of the Quran Sharif, if it had been revealed to us, we would have celebrated as Eid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, I know that ayat very well. That day was Eid. It was the day of Arafah, which is Eid of the Hajis. And it was also the day of Jumu'ah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if it coincides, in other words, if Jumu'ah and Arafat are the same day, then the sawab of that Hajj is increased by 70 times. So those who are in Hajj, they are very fortunate that they are on that same plains, on that same ground, in that same area where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba had congregated. But then we must look at the difference between that congregation and our congregation. That congregation was a congregation of people with purified hearts. Hearts which were throbbing with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nowadays we take some film actor and actress and we say it's a heart throb. When the person looks at that actor or that actress, his heart begins to throb and beat very, very fast. It begins to play a drum. That congregation, their hearts did not throb like that. Their hearts were beating with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that on the day of Arafah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy knows no bounds and limits. I'm just giving you the meaning and the gist of some ahadith on Arafat in the few minutes that we have. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's tajalliyat, His mercy comes very, very close. Because wherever it is mentioned that Allah ta'ala comes very close, it means His tajalli, His mercy, His forgiveness. And Allah ta'ala addresses the angels and say, look at these people. They have come to me with disheveled hair, with scattered hair. Their clothes and their bodies are covered with dust. And their call is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. We are at your service, my Allah, we are at your service. You bear witness and testimony to the fact that even if their sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, and more than the trees that grow on earth, I have forgiven them all. So the angels say, but there's somebody who is inclined towards sin, and that woman, she's inclined towards sin. Allah Ta'ala says, I forgive them. Now what does that mean? It means that the sin that the person committed is forgiven. But it does not mean that the rights of the people that were upon his shoulders as an obligation, as a duty which he violated. So now after that Hajj, all that is forgiven too. As the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that if a person goes for Nafil Hajj, or if the person goes for the work of deen, or the person goes on any kind of journey, or the person spends on anything where it was not necessary for him to spend, whilst the person is indebted, he has got obligations upon his head of people, so then that will be totally injustice. He will not be rewarded for it. Now it has become a big joke. Hajj upon Hajj, Umrah upon Umrah. One person was given PDCs by one person that left for Hajj last year. He was given PDCs. And it was not met. Now the person was there in Hajj, and here it was not met. So this person went to the son and asked him for payment of those amounts that were due. Because that's what the father had said. So what was the response of the son? What kind of a Muslim you are? He's there in Hajj and here you're asking for money. Can't you wait until he comes? Now if this is our Hajj, then again if the person is gone with casino money, with disco money, if the person is gone with interest money, the person is gone there with money that was stolen, property that was not due to him, which he just took over, then he can say, Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. The reply is going to be, La Labbaik, Wa La Sa'daik. Your coming is not accepted. Your call is not answered. Your Hajj is rejected. Even the pebbles that you throw are going to be rejected. So Hajj is not a joke. So that sin will be forgiven if he's on Arafat. But then still those obligations remain. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, on no other day is shaitan more rejected, more dejected, more humiliated and more suffering than on the day of Arafah, when he sees the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala knowing no bounds. I will conclude, because the time seems to run so fast, with one incident. Hazrat Bishr Hafi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I was on the plains of Arafat, because today the Hajis are on the plains of Arafat, so what can we do but think of Hajj, think of Arafat, think of the pilgrimage of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, think of the rains of Rahmat that are pouring. So he says that I was on the plains of Arafat, and I found a person that was crying uncontrollably. That is the place to cry over sins, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says he was crying uncontrollably. Then he recited some poetry. I will just give you the meaning and gist of that poetry. He said, "Oh Allah, how beautiful you are, how forgiving you are, how great you are, how merciful you are. There is no weakness and no deficiency. My beloved Allah," says, "how many a times I sinned against you. How many a times I sinned against you. And I forgot you completely. But you, my beloved Allah, even in that state of sinning of mine, did not forget me. I was using those bounties," in other words, "I was using those bounties of sight and of hearing and of speech and of my hands and of my feet and of my tongue and of my lips, all bounties given by you, and my wealth, I was using it against you. But even at that time, my Allah, you did not forget me. You continued showering your bounties upon me. And how many a times, O Allah, I removed that veil, that veil which covers my sins. I removed it myself." He says, how many a times when the person is sinning, at that time he has removed that veil, that protection that Allah Ta'ala had given. Allah Ta'ala had given him protection, Allah had given him respect. But at the time of sinning, the person is removing that veil. If a person has to see him in that condition, then he will become disgraced. He says, Allah, even at that time, you did not expose my sins. You concealed my weakness. You concealed my sins. And he went on like this, cried and cried before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says, then I lost sight of him. Hazrat Bishr Hafi says, then I lost sight of him. And I was told that is Abu Ubaid bin Khawas Rahmatullah Ali, who hasn't even raised his gaze towards the sky for many years, because he says, how can I with this face of mine raise towards the sky that face which has committed so much of sins? And yet they were very pious people, righteous people, God-fearing people. They did everything right and they cried before Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, we are weak. We are extremely weak. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. That is what they say. And we go on sinning, persistent in our sins, non-stop, even in this Mubarak days, unconcerned. There Hazrat Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was behind Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the camel, and one young girl came to ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam a question. Now this Fazl bin Abbas at that time, a young boy, he happened to look at that girl. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned his face away from her and said, Fazl, this is a day in which if a person saves his sight from haram and saves his tongue and his ears from haram, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. And in this Mubarak days and nights, we must look at our actions and our deeds. So it is this Mubarak day of Arafah for the Hujjaj, and for us, as I said, it is going to be tomorrow. It is mentioned whoever keeps a fast on the day of Arafah, then Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins for the year that has gone by and the year coming ahead, the minor sins and all the other rewards that have been promised. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us and forgive the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and may Allah Ta'ala accept the du'as that the Hujjaj are making in the plains of Arafah, and may Allah Ta'ala bless them and bless the Ummah with the barakat of the tears that they are going to be shedding after the wukuf or in the wukuf of Arafah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله